We're turning to U.S. politics now. With Florida's primary in the rearview mirror, the leading Republican presidential candidates are setting their sights westward. That's where several of this month's contests take place. This Saturday, we have the Nevada caucuses. The Maine caucuses start on Saturday as well. Those last a week. On February 7th, Colorado and Minnesota hold caucuses, and Missouri holds its primary election. And the month wraps up with primaries in Arizona and Michigan. We've talked a lot this week about delegates. Right now, we're pretty early in the game. None of the Republican candidates has more than 10% of the number of delegates they need to win the party's nomination. After Florida's primary, CNN's John King and Wolf Blitzer talked about how the numbers could shake out going forward.
So we're done with January. Now we're on to February. Right now, February is a month that looks like it's built for Mitt Romney. I'm going to do this as a hypothetical at home. If you're a Ron Paul supporter, a Newt Gingrich supporter, a Rick Santorum supporter, you might not like this. But let's say hypothetically Mitt Romney runs the calendar in February, the Nevada caucuses, Minnesota, Missouri, and Colorado. Missouri's a little complicated in how they award it, but I'm going to give it to him here. There's another process later on. Maine is a state where I better watch Ron Paul here, but for the sake of argument, I'm going to give it to Mitt Romney. Again, Ron Paul could win the state of Maine. So we get through February 11th there, and then you have the two big contests in February at the end, Arizona and Michigan. Again, this is a hypothetical. I'm just saying if Mitt Romney runs the month of February, he would get to 256. Gingrich, Santorum, and Paul would stay right there. 1,144 is what you need. So that's a big lead, but, Wolf, it is a very, very long way to the finish line, which is why Newt Gingrich says, I'm going to stay in the race, because then we move on to March. March 3rd, the Washington caucuses. Again, I'm going to give that one to Ron Paul. He may win one of these caucus states. Let's, for the hypothetical, give that one to Ron Paul. He could win more than one, but let's give him one there. Then you move on here, Super Tuesday. This is why Gingrich is in the race right here. But you see Virginia flashing, an important point. Newt Gingrich is not on the ballot, a southern state. This could come back to haunt him as this goes on. He also hasn't filed some delegate slates in Tennessee, so he could win the state and not get all the delegates. But this is a hypothetical, giving some states to Romney. You see them dark red, the southern states, Oklahoma, to Newt Gingrich. That gets Gingrich. Romney's still pulling ahead, but coming now. Let's go through the month. Let's just split right there. Kansas, Virgin Islands there. Then we come again. This is why Gingrich says he'll stay in the race. You get Alabama and Mississippi. If you give those over to Gingrich, then we're moving on again. The Missouri caucuses, I told you, that's a two-step process. I give it back to Romney there again. For the sake of argument, we'll give Puerto Rico. And then you come here. Illinois would be Romney. You get later Louisiana, another southern state. I'll give that to Gingrich for the sake of argument. And here's where Gingrich wants to stay in the race. Wisconsin, Maryland, the big prize of Texas. Remember when Rick Perry jumped out? He endorsed Speaker Gingrich. So again, for the sake of argument, we'll give up here to Mitt Romney, down here to Newt Gingrich. Look what happens with Texas, Wolf. We could get to the point where we're at April 3rd, and Romney is ahead. And I'll take this off now because he's closer to the finish line. He's closer, but Gingrich is in the ballpark then. That's what he's hoping, to take this race on to then and make it a case.